The state may be taking possession of 8 airplanes. They're 1980s-era cargo planes that the Army doesn't want anymore. A provision in the defense bill now before the U.S. Senate offers them to the governor of Alaska. The catch is the state has to figure out what to do with them and how to pay for their upkeep. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports from Washington.
The planes are C-23 Sherpas, and they are beloved by National Guardsmen around the country who flew them. The twin-engine Sherpa looks like a flying box and can hold more than 20 paratroopers. They've been used to fight fires and deliver disaster relief. In Afghanistan, they supplied the Army's forward bases. Senator Lisa Murkowski thinks they're great for Alaska.
It's an aircraft that is as versatile as anything that we're going to have out there. It's a workhorse. It can land on these runways that are gravel runways. A lot of the aircraft that we have can't land on a gravel runway.
Alaska's Army National Guard had Sherpas, but had to give them up this fall because the Army retired the aircraft years earlier than expected. 3 dozen are now mothballed in Oklahoma. A measure Senator Murkowski authored that is part of the defense bill directs the government to offer 8 Sherpas to the governor of Alaska. But the state would have to pay to maintain and operate them. So General Tom Katkus, commissioner of the state's Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, is trying to figure out a way to use them that makes economic sense. Katkus is looking at possibly partnering with other agencies or maybe with private organizations.
I'm kind of hesitant to speak specifics to this because this is 2 years ahead of schedule where we thought we had more planning time. But I would rather get the airplanes and make sure we've got them rather than just pass them up where we can never have access to them again.
One thing is clear, the Sherpas can't become regular National Guard planes again. All Guard aircraft are owned by the federal government, which pays for their upkeep. Katka says the Sherpas would actually belong to the state.
This equipment truly does become a state asset. Just like an airplane for the state troopers.
The Pentagon has cut operational support for the Sherpas, including the positions of the people who used to fly and maintain them. Katka says he doesn't know yet where the aircraft would be housed. He also says he doesn't know what it would cost to keep them. The Army's decision to retire the Sherpas ahead of schedule means the state probably has to take possession of the planes in the next few months, Katka says, and work out the details later.
If all of it shows that this is not a good decision, then we can return those aircraft back to the federal government for divestiture along whatever plan they had for them initially.
While Katkus doesn't know the cost to maintain the Sherpas, they are relatively cheap to operate. A Sherpa is about a third the cost of either a Pave Hawk helicopter or a big C-130 cargo plane, aircraft the Alaska National Guard now flies. The Senate is scheduled to vote on the bill this week. It already passed the House. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.